Specialty Crop News, brought to you by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. For today's Almond Update, we continue our focus on strategic deficit irrigation. As we explained in last week's Almond Update, strategic deficit irrigation, or SDI, is the method of reducing irrigation during hull split. UC Farm Advisor David Dahl reminds us of the basics of SDI.
This is where you have 100% of your water allocation going into about a month prior to hull split, so after kernel fill, and then you'll reduce that water between 25 and 50% for the preceding 3 to 4 weeks of hull split.
He says growers will need to monitor the trees to make sure they're getting the right amount of water.
That percentage will vary depending upon the level of stress that the trees are feeling. So in that case, you'll want to essentially apply a moderate stress to those trees at the end of the irrigation cycle, where they could be around negative 15 bars or using that pressure chamber.
Dahl says there is a specific time to apply SDI.
Strategic deficit irrigation should be applied after the kernel has completed fill. So once you're able to cut those nuts and see the kernel has filled the entire shell, that is the timing to apply this technique, and it will be carried out for about 3 to 4 weeks all the way to the onset of hull split.
And he says SDI is a beneficial method in many situations, but there are cases when it should not be used.
I'm worried about people trying to further cut water and doing more harm than good because the tree's already stressed. I think it's important, you know, if you're going to reiterate any point, if you're already looking at a pretty significant stress load, don't cut any further during that period.
Again, he says that the trees are already under a good amount of water stress, growers should not use SDI. And he says growers should contact their UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor for help in creating the right irrigation plan. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.